Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
New figures for motor insurance by the central bank showed a 4% rise in premiums in the first half of last year, well ahead of inflation. The National Claims Information Database is like a school report from the KIGRA for the insurance sector, and it shows that the cost of repairing cars went up again last year and is up 155% since COVID. But payouts for claims in the courts are down 24% in that time. The report comes on top of a huge surge in complaints to the Financial Ombudsman about insurers last year, mostly for not paying out. Moya Murdoch is the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland and is with me. Good morning, Moya.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, let's start with the Central Bank of Ireland report. Premiums rising faster than inflation.
Yes, Joe. It is unfortunate we've seen that 4% increase, but we have to bear in mind that it is against that backdrop of 155% increase in damage claims. And everybody has seen that across a lot of different sectors. The cost of materials, the cost of goods, the cost of labour has increased dramatically. And now damage claims outstrip injury claims. So the benefit of the lower awards has unfortunately been slightly offset by that increase. But we would still point that the actual premiums for insurance, motor insurance, are still 10% lower than they were in 2018. So still the action plan for insurance reform has delivered and has insulated the Irish motorist from the worst effect of inflation. We've also seen that period a significant increase in the number of road collisions in Ireland over the last 5 years. 40% increase in the number of serious and fatal collisions. And unfortunately, while we absolutely empathise with all those families that have lost loved ones, when collisions go up, premiums follow. And we need to tackle that issue as well as the cost of actual repairs.
So the cost of repairs is the main driver, you're saying, of this year's
report.
And it's nothing to do with rising profits for insurance companies.
Well, as the central bank's report sets out clearly, the profit margin for insurers in that period was 4%, or another way of putting it is the combined operating ratio was 99%. Those are tight margins. Any reasonable business would be expecting a 7% return on investment. That is very tight. We want to make sure that the market stays attractive for new entrants, and there has to be a return on investment. 4% is by no means an excessive profit. In fact, last year we also saw $300 million paid out with Storm Owen, and that does impact the reserves of insurers. And really, we want to make sure that the market remains healthy and sustainable, and we would argue that is not an unreasonable return.
Now, the legal profession were out on the airwaves of the last few days saying that it's your members who are driving up costs and not the legal profession.
I've heard quite a bit of discussion about that, and I was quite surprised to hear this probably in advance of yesterday's report. They're getting their defence in early. The legal profession, it's the slowest and most costly route to resolution. And yesterday's report again reaffirmed that claimants are not disadvantaged by going through the Injuries Resolution Board, where legal costs are significantly less, 20 times more to go the litigated route and end up with probably the same or less compensation. So I would argue that that is absolutely something else. They're talking about excessive profits, but I would be calling on the law profession, the law society, to propose some sort of a transparency code of their own to demonstrate why they're encouraging people to go through the litigated route when somebody could get their claim dealt with in half the time and get exactly the same. That just doesn't make sense. So I would not accept that.
So the Injuries Resolution Board is starting to make good progress.
Absolutely, but there's still too few cases going through it. Only 17% of the volume of claims.
And you think that's the legal profession looking for the extra fees?
Completely. Without a doubt, you know, this is a major income stream for them. It's still the cost of an injury claim is made up of 38% in legal costs. Mm. There is no justification in that. And when we have a well-established Injuries Resolution Board, they can go into mediation. They can resolve your claim in half the time. why would you encourage somebody to go the litigated route? I fully respect people have that right to take a case to court, but we should be getting the message out to people who have suffered an injury or suffered damage that, look, your claim will be dealt with much quicker and just as same awards that are settled. And actually, the report did demonstrate that 70% of all claims are now settled under the book, the new guidelines. So that means it's set out in law there. These are the guidelines. Go the fastest, cheapest route and you'll get your case dealt with much quicker.
Why was there such a surge in complaints against insurance companies to the Ombudsman? The report was out last week. A huge jump.
The jump was 18%, Joe, yes. And it's something we
in
take...
In a single year?
In a single year, we take it very seriously. And we have seen year after year where the claims, the number of complaints were coming down. The vast majority were down to customer service. We are looking at that. We're going to engage with the Ombudsman to make sure we can do as much as we can to address that. It's a fact during financial hardship and when the economy is tight, people do turn to their insurance.
The economy is not tight. The economy is doing very well. We're the fastest growing economy in Europe and, you know, with rising real incomes. And they're complaining about the insurance industry because they're not paying out.
I would disagree with that. I would say the number of complaints still equates to less than 0.5% of the overall claims that we handled. And the central bank's report dealt with all of those claims. There was 0.5% of them resulted in a complaint to the Ombudsman. Mm. Now, it's not good enough. We do need to make sure that people are handled with due. If somebody has suffered a loss, they want their case heard, they want to get a fair outcome.
They want a quick resolution. And now my own example recently is that I took out car excess insurance and it didn't pay out because I hadn't photographed every single inch of the vehicle before I got into the rented car. That's just one micro example of they're finding any excuse when it comes to travel insurance, especially car rentals, not to pay out.
And that may be a car rental issue or an insurance issue. I don't know, but
it was the insurance company wouldn't pay out.
Well, the advice is always buyer beware. We can't always guarantee you'll get the answer you expect. Mm. And that can result in a complaint. But where there is a genuine claim there, yes, the Ombudsman said we needed to deal with those quicker. But whenever there isn't a case to answer, sometimes that can result in an unhappy customer who didn't get the answer they wanted.
Out of curiosity, have you ever asked an Insurance Ireland member to leave for whatever reason?
No, but, you know, we don't go seeking for trouble either, so... You may not be asked to leave, but we wouldn't necessarily court you to join if you want to put it that way.
Right. Moya, thanks so much for coming in. That's Moya Murdoch, the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.